It's time for the Coaches Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University women's head hockey coach Chris Wells and your host Aaron Todd.
Welcome back to another edition of the Coaches Show with head women's hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, 2-1 week last week as you got back in action, first games of 2020. Nice wins over Syracuse and Brown, and then a tough Yale team on Saturday. Busy week, certainly, with three games. Can you talk about what you saw out of your team as you started action here in 2020?
Yeah, it was good to get back at it, and there's only so much practice you can do once you come back from the break, so it was good to play the three games, get down there on Tuesday. I mean, that was probably worth about three practices, being able to get down there and play a game that quick back from the break, and we were able to make a play there at the end of the game. Was able to get all three goalies in. They won the game for us. You know, Caitlin played the first, and Jamie the second, and Lucy played the third, and they all made some big stops. And then we were able to make a nice play on a line rush to win 2-1, and kind of get out of there and steal one. You know, the Syracuse really took it to us in the second. We got it leveled off a little bit in the third, so that was good. But always good to, you know, see PJ and his team and what he's done for St. Lawrence hockey, and obviously for all three of us on the coaching staff. So it's always nice to play PJ, and then it's good to be on the road here in January without the students in session. So we're fortunate to have that weekend set in the league schedule with Brown and Yale, we were able to get some really nice plays and played well. Brown took it to us maybe for about the first 4 or 5 minutes, but then once we got settled into our game, we really started to make some plays and play well off of each other, and had some beauty goals, and a lot of kids were rewarded for their efforts. Again, all three goalies played and did a nice job. Yale, knocking off Clarkson the night before and playing Minnesota, you know, the weekend before. So, their level of play over the last three games was high, and the pace that they were used to. And I thought we did a good job. And puck bounce here, puck bounce there. You know, again, they kind of took it to us a little bit in the second and separated the shots. But again, we leveled it back off in the third. And, you know, they were able to get one with about 7.5 minutes to go, right after we hit the crossbar. But that's the way the games are going to be. That's the way the games were last year. All the way in, so we're well versed and well prepared to play in those close games that are going to be here coming at us in the next 2 months.
Friday night's game against Brown, you had a couple players, Julia Gosling and Brittany Goot, both scored two goals. Gosling, you know, has made an impression here since coming back from injury, and Brittany certainly has played well for you, all year. But a couple players who, you know, Julia is her first collegiate goals, and Brittany had one here earlier in the season, but to see her pop in a couple must have been good to see both those players hit the back of the net.
Well, no doubt, and when you only have 14 goals in 9 league games, anybody who scores, we're all happy to see the puck go in. But I think Julia has had a ton of chances, as has Brittany. They've been snake bitten a little bit, so to see them get a couple of goals and nice ones too. The last one was a little bit gift wrapped, but they all count. And they've been playing well. You know, Brittany's been playing well since she's been back, and Julia's had a ton of chances and was able to get a couple to convert there on Friday, and I think we'll definitely see a lot more of that as the future holds.
Certainly a big week ahead for you and for the team. Headed to Chiel to face Clarkson on Friday, and then, of course, home and home with Clarkson. And we'll be opening up Appleton Arena here this weekend, hosting Clarkson at 3 p.m. on Saturday. You've been practicing in there for a few weeks since coming back from break, but it's got to feel good to be playing games in Appleton again.
Well, no doubt. Everybody's kind of excited. You know, we just had a video session, so everybody knows it's kind of like our first true home week of the season, so they're all looking forward to the game on Saturday. I think a lot of people in the North Country are looking forward to walking in Appleton and seeing what it looks like from the last time they walked in, and I think they're going to be impressed with what's been done. Obviously, still some work to be done, and gracious that we can get in there and play some games now, but I think people are going to be excited about what they see and what the future holds for that facility. And also think it's a great team to open against, with obviously Clarkson being our rival, but over on that bench are three St. Lawrence graduates as coaches, and then Georgie Frank, who was student equipment manager here, also went to St. Lawrence. So Appleton holds a big part in their hearts and a lot of memories for that staff at Clarkson. So I know they're looking forward to being the first game in Appleton, and it's fitting that so many St. Lawrence people are going to be coaching in that game as the renovated Appleton's opened up here on Saturday.
Well, that'll do it for us this week. Wellesley, thanks again for joining us. Once again, St. Lawrence and Clarkson facing off twice this week at Cheel on Friday at 6 p.m. and here at Appleton Arena at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Thanks again, Coach.
AT, thank you.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints Hockey 95.3 The Wolf.